The letter R. Rapport. I was 18 years old when I suffered the first great loss in my life and understood the bottomless, numbing pain of grief. Grandma Ada died, my best friend, my inspiration, my most loyal supporter, and my brilliantly psychic teacher since the day I was born. Thanks to her, I knew a whole lot about the spirit world and the other side and why she wasn't sad when she left this life. I wasn't grieving for her. I was grieving for me, for the unimaginable emptiness of being here without her. Yes, even then I could clearly see and communicate with spirits. But everyone else who can see and hear them too will back me up on this. It's not the same. It's hard to hold someone you love when you're living on two different dimensions. 2 days after Grandma Ada died, I was alone in my bedroom, sitting at my vanity, going through the motions of brushing my hair, when the feeling came over me that I was not alone. I checked the mirror. I turned and looked behind me. I was mistaken. No one was there. I focused on my hair again and could have sworn I felt a warm breath on the back of my neck. Not even seconds later, two things happened almost simultaneously. There was a sudden deafening crack as if a bolt of lightning had struck inside my bedroom just a few feet away from me, and I distinctly heard Grandma Ada's strong voice call out, "Sylvia!" I leapt up and urgently scanned the room. Everything looked perfectly normal. But there was an intense stillness in the air, like that thick, uneasy silence after an electrical storm, and my heart was pounding. I raced out of the room and literally ran into my father, who was rushing up the stairs almost as fast as I was flying down them. He stopped me, put his hands on my shoulders, and studied me. "Sylvia, what on earth happened? You're white as a sheet. And what was that horrible cracking noise? It sounded like the roof fell in." Still trembling, I told him about the last minute or two of my life. He'd spent 18 years living with a very psychic daughter and an even more psychic mother-in-law named Ada, so not much surprised him anymore. "She told you she was going to send you a sign within 3 days that she made it home safely," he reminded me as he held me. "I guess she kept her promise." But that loud crack scared the hell out of me. What was it? I had no clue, but you can bet I was going to move heaven and earth, pardon the expression, to find out if I had to, because I knew it was a sound and a moment I would never forget. That deafening crack, I learned, is a phenomenon called a rapport, and it's the spirit world's version of a sonic boom. Occasionally, when a spirit pierces that invisible veil between the high-frequency dimension of the other side and our much lower-frequency dimension here on Earth, it creates the same shock waves in the atmosphere that any other object creates when it moves faster than the speed of sound. Those shock waves cause sudden buildups and releases of atmospheric pressure, and it's in the release of that intense pressure that sonic booms and rapports are created. The more I've researched rapports over several decades, the more aware I've become that it's not all that uncommon for them to accompany spirit visits from home. In my 69 years of personal and professional experiences all over the world, I've probably been on the receiving end of tens of thousands of spirit visits, and yet I've been in the presence of only one rapport. Which doesn't make me doubt for a moment that rapports happen more often than I can attest to. It just makes me cherish even more that sad, hollow morning when I was 18 and my Grandma Ada found a way I couldn't possibly miss to keep her promise and let me know she'd made it home safely.